Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour of the show of April 4th, 2015. There will never, ever, ever be a third and final hour of the show for April 4th, 2015, as long as the world shall turn. Alrighty? Think about that for a second. Because there's only one April 4th in 2015. Here we go. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. A couple of dances. One in Ellensburg there at the Hal Holmes Community Center on April the 4th. First Saturday dance. First Saturday dance on Easter weekend there also in Port Angeles. First Saturday dance at the Black Diamond Community Center there out on Black Diamond Road. Eric Curl's calling that dance. I know him. He's a good guy. He and I sat around Nadine Sanders' house and ate a bunch of deviled eggs. She made these really killer deviled eggs out of jumbo eggs from old mama hens. And he and I hung out at her house and ate those things. And then we went to the big Portland mega dance. Eric Curl, he's a great caller. He's a great guy. He's a good man. And he's calling that dance there in Port Angeles. There's one in Bellingham, too, at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there. First Saturday dances all over the place on April the 4th. And that's pretty cool. Alrighty. And then we move over to April the 11th. Well, April the 10th, there's a coffee house there in the Tri-Cities Three Rivers Folklife Society. They're sponsoring a coffee house there at the All Saints Episcopal Church. And they have one every second Friday. Then on the second Saturday, it's a second Saturday sing-along on April the 11th. That's at the Roundtable Pizza Parlor there in Richland, Washington. Go and eat some pizza. It's pretty good pizza. Roundtable has good pizza. And sing along and bring your sing-along songs. Don't bring something dark and introspective that doesn't have a repetitive lyric that people can't sing. You got to be able to sing along. You want to do a songwriter's jam. That's something else. You go and do a songwriter's jam, and they can do that kind of thing. But a sing-along is exactly that. So bring something to sing that everybody can sing with. Alrighty? That's the second Saturday sing-along there in the Tri-Cities at the Roundtable Pizza Parlor in Richland on April the 11th. Alrighty. And then we head on over into April again, April the 18th. There's a benefit for the Tumbleweed Festival. The Tumbleweed Festival, which is every Labor Day weekend. This is a good benefit. Hank Kramer and myself will be doing that benefit. Hank Kramer, of course, according to all the press, the best folk singer in the West. And I just am kind of a has-been. The kind of cool thing about being a has-been, though, is that at least to be a has-been, you have to be a once-was. And so I was a once was, and now I'm a has been, especially when I'm up there with Hank Kramer, the very best folk singer in the West. Actually, it's going to be really, really fun. And you've got two male voices that sometimes when we sing together, it works out really, really nice. And so there you go. Hank Kramer and Dan Marr doing a benefit for the Tumbleweed Festival. Show up and see that because it's going to be a hoot. All righty. And I think that pretty much takes care of April. I don't see too much more going on in April, either in Spokane or anyplace else. Then we move on into the Ren Fair. One of the cool things happening at the Renaissance Fair in Moscow at the East City Park, I'll be on the Sunday morning 11 o'clock slot. And right after me will be Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. And that'll be fun, fun, fun. And because it's always fun to work with Heidi. Who knows, maybe we'll do something together, maybe we won't. But it's always fun to be before somebody as distinguished and as respectable and as good as Heidi Muller is. Has always been good that way since we first started playing her stuff way back in 1985. And the standard, the bar never goes down. And it was a high bar in the first place. And you know, you can't take anything away from that easily. And one of the most, not just one of the most respected musicians with her work with the Dulcimer and promoting the Dulcimer. That's a cool part. And one of the most respected songwriters. But she's an individual who shows her respect for everybody else and does things and is very helpful and very kind and has done a lot for me in my career. And, of course, you know, I mean, she gets at least one verse of her song played every week, Heidi Muller. So she'll be at the Ren Fair at noon in Moscow at the East City Park there. And you want to check that out along with her partner, Bob Webb, who is also just a really cool, generous, just a good guy and a good mandolin player and a technical wizard when it comes to recording and all of that kind of thing. He knows what he's doing. Oh, Bob Webb. Alrighty, where are we here? We've just played Rhianna Giddens from her album Tomorrow Is My Turn. And we're going to play from Don Fleming's album. He's another Carolina Chocolate Drop. Yes, he is. And he's got this album, I think it's called The Songbook. I'll find out. I'll ask Goonie what the title of this album is, and I'll tell you in a couple of songs. Alrighty. Okay, so Don Fleming's. This is Marching Up to Prospect Hill. That's what it's called. It goes like this.
Behind the Lord loves a sinner. his arms. Going round the mountain, there I'll take my stand. I heard the voice of Jesus. Thank God he's in this land.
Woman, I began to see you everywhere. Now I was walking down the street, I sort of caught your eye. Fool on me, it's someone else in disguise. Walking through the park, I thought I saw your smile. Fool on me, this feeling's mighty vile. But sweet San Francisco, baby, we met on a summer spree. San Francisco woman, oh yes, I do decree. Now I was walking down Lombard, a crooked mile. Try as I might, I couldn't crack a smile. I threw up my hands and I left it to fate. Brought me sweet you, shine like the Golden Gate. But sweet San Francisco, baby, oh, what else you got to say? San Francisco woman, don't leave me here by the bay. 'Cause you're 3 times 10, so I know you're ready to go. Let's jump in the wagon, go down to Mexico. We bump our heads and it'll make us laugh. And then we'll buy up the whole town for $1.50. But sweet San Francisco, baby, oh, San Francisco, babe, I mean San Francisco, babe. Skeetin, scopin, skeetaloo-doo, skeetaloo-doo, beep-bop-bee. Skeetin, scopin, skeetaloo-doo, skeetaloo-doo, deep-bop-dee. Scoop-body-dee-da-do, beep-ba-dee-da-lo, ski-bop-dee-da-lo-da, deep-bop-dee. Ma-da-da-dee-ba-got-to-keep-n-do-dee, deep-bop-dee, yeah, but deep-bop-dee, ski-bop-dee-dee-dee, yeah. San Francisco, baby, oh, San Francisco, babe, I mean San Francisco, babe. Sweet San Francisco, baby, we met on a summer spree. San Francisco woman, oh yes, I do decree. Now I was walking down Lombard, a crooked mile. Try as I might, I couldn't crack a smile. I threw up my hands and I left it to fate. Brought me sweet you, shine like the Golden Gate. But sweet San Francisco, baby, what else you got to say? San Francisco woman, don't leave me here by the bay. 'Cause you's 3 times 10, so I know you're ready to go. Let's jump in the wagon, go down to Mexico. We bump our heads and it'll make us laugh. And then we'll buy up the whole town for $1.50. For sweet San Francisco, baby, oh, San Francisco, babe, I mean San Francisco, babe, oh yes. San Francisco, babe, I mean San Francisco, babe.
I got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got.
Joker living round this town, he just as lazy can be. Now as long as the flirt boys he hangs around, I love my hops is he. Early one morning, Joker ran away to roam the world was said. I believe I'll go back to bed, man, I give up my head. I don't care if I never wake up. Yes, I don't care if I never wake up till the birds is through with me. Now I'm coming around here with my big fold. I'm gonna run them up a tree. Nothing like living like a money king. Drink from a silver cup. I eat pork and pears, I eat out of my class. I don't care if I never wake up to bleed. Touch the sky. I polish people in the diamond dust, man. I don't care if this banjo bass, cause my money don't never run out. You rich fools, you are making me shout. Every good evening, this sweet old toast I shout. Yes, I'm living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flate, cause my money don't never run out. A good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flate, cause my money don't never run out.
Don Fleming's Another Carolina Chocolate Drop from his album Prospect Hill. And my money don't ever run out. My money don't ever run out. Yes, indeed. I always flirt. My money don't ever run out. And we also heard San Francisco Baby, and we heard Prospect Hill with Guy Davis on the harmonica. That's pretty cool. They, you know, they, these Chocolate Drop folks have been getting involved in all kinds of traditional musics. But Don Fleming's specialty on this album is a lot of old string band stuff. Some rags and some, you know, some of those kinds of music that are string band oriented. And it's good stuff. Kind of like what the old Red Clay Ramblers used to do and folks like that. And that's what Don Fleming's is all about. And there's some pretty good stuff on this album. Yes, indeed. And also Rhianna Giddens, who is a Carolina Chocolate Drop as well. We heard in the last hour her version of Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. And then we heard Round About the Mountain, which is her take on an old gospel tune. And then a song written by Hank Cochran, of course, that Patsy Cline made so famous. I Got Your Picture, and He's Got You. Or is it She's Got You? Anyway, I think it's She's Got You. I Got Your Picture, She's Got You. Yeah. Alrighty, where are we going here? We're going with some swing. Paul Anastasio and Bobby Black and Tony Markham. Oh my gosh, this is actually pretty good stuff. This is really good stuff. Check this out. Thank you.
just another guy with plenty of time. And she was wandering too, and then her big brown eyes met mine. In that panhandle town along the borderline. The night was dark and dreary, and the rain was really falling, and it sure was falling fast. I was feeling kind of weary, cause I left another dearie in the town I passed. Now I'll never more roam from that border town. I married that gal and then we settled down.
summer night. I can see her wander to and fro. For she said, I'll wait by the garden gate on the night I said I love you so. And in all my dreams it seems I go where the moon swings low on the Alamo.
Bobby Black doing some wonderful, wonderful licks there on the old pedal steel. Paul Anastasio and Tony Marcus on the rhythm guitar. Paul Anastasio on the fiddle. Oh my gosh, the name of that album is Still Swinging, and they are. And we also heard the new Panhandle Rag from The Lost Weekend and their album Cowboy Blues, Harbor Lights and Cowboy Blues. And you know what? We're late on the break because Uni and I were just kicking back and just digging the swing jazz stuff and everything, and we just time just flew away. But we have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and maybe someday I'll be able to get this deep radio voice in there and do some crooning jazz just to see if I can pull it off. All right, coming right back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Living in the Garden, a botanical shop set in the storybook garden north of Pullman off the Palouse Highway, offering plants and inspiration for any gardener. Open Saturday and Sunday or by appointment. Online at livinginthegarden.com, where horticulture meets art.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with some scattered morning showers. High temperatures should reach 49 in Pullman, 54 in Clarkston. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 32, and tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. There's a chance of showers or snow showers, and the highs will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s.
reason you know her. Show it to me, oh Dinah. With your Dixie eyes blazing, I'd love to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Oh, every night, why do I shake with fright? It's cause my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, if she traveled to China, I'd hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Weekend, Dinah. Dinah, is there anything finer in the state of Carolina? And before, we also heard from that album, we heard the Beaumont Rag and the new Panhandle Rag, and then we also heard from Paul Anastasio and Bobby Black on the pedal steel and Tony Marcus on guitar. And we heard wonderful, wonderful cuts at the Alamo and at Sundown and Idaho from these albums. This is great stuff. Paul Anastasio's been around for many, many, many years. And I have him on an old, old Northwest Folklife Festival album from 1977. He was one of the original Pearl Jangos. And Paul Anastasio. Good stuff. Good stuff. Really good stuff. All righty, John McCutcheon from the album Diamond Cuts, Grand Slam. Diamond Cuts is from the Hungry for Music record label, which is part of a nonprofit corporation, and their whole goal is to raise money so young kids can rent or buy musical instruments and get lessons and learn music, trumpets and trombones and guitars and violins. And it's for folks that are that can't afford to even rent. And it provides them and affords them with many, many, many opportunities to make music. They do concerts and they do all kinds of fundraisers. And the Diamond Cuts baseball albums, I believe there were 9 or 10 of them. And they were a way that all these various artists donated their time and energy and musics to these various CDs. And that's how it works. That's Jeff Gamble. And he's in charge of the whole thing, and he's a good guy, and what a great intent. Hungry for Music. See, and this is from the Diamond Cuts. This is John McCutcheon from the Diamond Cuts. All righty, here we go.
He was a child of the South. Learn, stand your ground and shut your mouth. You bear your crosses every day. Your fingers caked in Georgia clay. Another child, Southern grown. Learn, stand your ground, defend your own. Grow up learning wrong from right. You grow up learning black from white. The world's apart, the season turns. Deep inside the fire burns. Who knows the place? Who knows the time? When you are moved to cross that line. Both bound by a boyhood sport. Jack played at second, Pee-wee short. That day they met on Brooklyn's field. Their histories never seemed so real. One saw the other take the throws. He saw the spikes, he saw the blows. He knew the promise that was made. He knew the price the other paid. Worlds apart, the season turns. Deep inside that fire burns. Who knows the place? Who knows the time? When you are moved to cross that line. Know he'd be the one beneath that Cincinnati sun. He heard the taunts, he heard the jeers. He felt the burden of the years. And he called for time, and then he walked from short to first. Stood and faced the man who'd faced the worst. Then these two children of the South, arm in arm, stood their ground and shut the mouths. Worlds apart, the season turns. Deep inside that fire burns. Who knows the place? Who knows the time? When you are moved to cross that line. When worlds apart, the season turns. Deep inside that fire burns. Who knows the place? Who knows the time? When you are moved to cross that line.
line.
John McCutcheon, the story of Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese, and how Pee Wee Reese was so initially against Jackie Robinson playing, said he wouldn't, and then wound up supporting him. Great story, great story. He moved across the line. John McCutcheon. This is from the Diamond Cuts album, kind of talking about the opening day of baseball. Happens on Monday. Monday is opening day. There is a game on Sunday. For ESPN, a game on Sunday, the Cardinals and the Cubs. And then everybody starts playing on Monday. I might just be sick on Monday. I always somehow or other get sick on opening day. Don't know how that works. It never fails. On opening day, I always seem to get sick and have to take a day off. I don't get it. It's almost a supernatural thing. It's really strange. Alrighty? But it just kind of happens on opening day. Every opening day for about the past 25 years, I seem to have gotten a... Just don't feel very good. Can't make it to work. Alrighty. Eunjung Shin doing playlists. And brought her charger with her, so we're in good shape. And it has just been sent. It's all squared away. So when this program gets on the archives, and there are an archives, and you can check out the playlist. Check out the playlist on Monday. They'll come up, and you can see everything and find out about the stuff that you want to hear. Alrighty. Okay. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. And I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. You can call me at 509-332-5047. And if you do, you'll probably get a message, but I'll get back to you sooner than later, because I love to talk to folks. I love to talk about music. Just love to talk about it. Talk about it all day long. Talk about guitars and strings and picks and fiddles and banjos and stuff. Okay? I want you to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. But we're going to see you around the bend next week. We'll come right into your homes, and it'll all be good. See you now. Bye.